Urban Debate League is an active partnership between the Barclay Forum Debate Program at Emory University and the Atlanta Public School System and Decatur City School System. What began as a field test study of 16 students in August of 1995 has become a far-reaching program involving students all over metropolitan Atlanta and throughout the United States. Over 1,000 young people and teachers have participated in the program's tournaments and workshops. The mission of the Urban Debate League grew out of the following needs. One, to engage young people who could not otherwise afford to do so in the powerful pedagogical tool of competitive debate. Two, to offer an effective substitute for physical aggression and conflict resolution. And three, to serve as experiential education for current debate students in heightening a sense of community service and applying specialized knowledge to inclusion of those traditionally disenfranchised by the inequality of school resources in inner city schools. Policy debate involves teams made up of two students debating a particular topic for the entire school year in a structured framework of argumentation. Teams participate in extensive research and preparation prior to tournaments, at which a set of judges will render a decision based on the evidence presented. All teams are required to be able to argue both the affirmative and negative sides of the topic.
Is almost twice the time before Marcus. Marcus is a long time for Marcus to develop. Marcus thinks he can shift the possibility of the book, for example, 100 microwave production plant and forces down prices to buy production.
Part of what your task is
today
is to learn how to appreciate the difference between what you expect that difference. And debate gives you the language.
Traditionally, debate has long been the province of persons from high-income backgrounds. Private schools and school systems from higher income areas have had access to competitive debate for over 60 years. The support for debate programs as a part of educational activities has continued to grow, with Georgia supporting a regular circuit of debate involving more than 2,000 students. Unfortunately, as debate has continued to flourish, it has remained the province of those blessed to live in communities which have the means to support the programs. As a result, students from inner city schools have little, if any, access to the experiences and advantages of debate. The Urban Debate League was formed to bridge this gap and to bring debate and its resulting advantages to those left out of the debate circuit. One of the most threatening problems facing the Atlanta Public School and Decatur City school system has been the increasing violence and physical aggression of the young people attending. Junior high school students are in a particularly dangerous position because of their age. They are too young to hold a job or participate in most so-called adult activities, but they are old enough to be a part of a gang. This is one of the reasons that the Urban Debate League has focused much of its efforts on young people in middle school and junior high. Extensive scholarly research has suggested that there is a trade-off between verbal assertiveness and physical aggression. If one can command the attention of another person through verbal and analytical skills, one does not have to resort to violence to command this attention. Competitive debate does not just offer a substitute for physical aggression. It offers the tools and knowledge to apply these skills. In a relatively short period of time, the Urban Debate League has shown considerable impact on the students involved. Students previously involved in gang activity now spend their time studying at the library to research on debate topics. Students whose grades were too low to attend college saw significant improvement in GPAs and subsequently are applying to college. Moreover, the debate community and schools at large have experienced an awakening as well. By bringing those previously disenfranchised to debate, students from non-Urban Debate League schools have been forced to question their own assumptions about race and gender, and they have expressed a new understanding of inclusion as it pertains to debate and as it pertains to everyday life. The Urban Debate League itself is made up of three main programs: tournaments that take place during the school year, one-day fall and spring workshops, and scholarships to the intensive summer program, the two-week Emory National Debate Institute, Urban Debate League workshop, and the one-week workshop. The summer workshops are the foundation for the tournaments during the school year. At these summer workshops, students receive intensive training and classroom time in the skills of debate, as well as having access to one of the area's most extensive library systems. The summer programs culminate in a tournament. The summer programs are where many Urban Debate League students receive most of the evidence and textbook information that they will need throughout the year for the tournaments they will participate in. Students and teachers attend lectures, work with coaches, attend classes, and participate in debates. Students at the summer workshops live and work together during the Institute. The Institute includes young people from throughout the Atlanta area and the United States. In addition, students from other Urban Debate Leagues, which have been modeled on the Atlanta League, attend. Most recently, students from the Open Society Institute-supported New York pilot program participated in the summer program. Competitive debate develops significant analytical, research, and critical thinking skills. Students involved in debate regularly engage in in-depth research, writing and information assessment, and presentation and public speaking skills. The result of such academic pursuits is that high school debate students receive higher grades and are more likely to continue on to secondary education, while many of their peers do not. In addition, debate students are among the most well-read and well-informed of their peers. The scope of their studies, from the healthcare crisis to distance in China, means that students of debate take part in a truly worldwide examination of the issues facing all people.
I want to ask you, can you use the Cold War on the affirmative side? Because you can say, well, we did have a Cold War with Russia before, but nothing happened. We managed to keep it, you know, turned away. We didn't have a war.
You got to want a link. What's the link to the affirmative, to what they're doing?
Well, I'm not saying that would be my constructive, but the first thing they're going to say is, but we had a Cold War with Russia, and we want to stay neutral with them because we don't want to have a nuclear war.
Oh, yeah, your argument makes sense then, right.
Can I say, well,
we had a Cold War, and nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Exactly. That's a perfect argument. That's a link takeout. I mean, that's an impact takeout. That's you saying, because they're going to say, we don't want to start another Cold War with Russia. A Cold War with Russia is bad, right? That's their argument. And your answer to that is just what you said, which is, no. We had a Cold War with Russia. It might have been a little tense, but nothing ever happened.
Participants in the Urban Debate League engage in serious internet and computer research. For most of the young people involved in the program, this is the only access to computers that they have experienced. The Urban Debate League provides hands-on instruction and assists students in gaining the skills necessary to gather information. It is meaningful that the Urban Debate League is housed and supported in part by Emory University. As one of the nation's premier universities, Emory has a history of supporting and engaging the students and faculty in activities of community impact. The Barclay Forum debate program at Emory has been and continues to be one of the country's leading college debate programs. In addition to having been in the top 15 or higher debate rankings every year for the past 20 years, Emory's debate program has also been known as a pioneer in the realm of inclusion in debate. The Barclay Forum has been the leader in actively seeking to include women and people of color in debate, as well as leading the way for debate as an activity for greater community good. In addition, important sponsors like the Open Society Institute have provided significant financial support for the nonprofit program. Foundation, corporate, and individual sponsors are essential to the activities of the Urban Debate League. The Urban Debate League is headed up by one of the nation's premier experts in debate, Melissa Maxey Wade. As the professor and director of forensics at Emory University, Wade heads up the largest intercollegiate debate team. Wade has received practically every known award in her field, from the National Debate Coach of the Year Award to the Greg Pfeiffer National Service Award. She has co-authored or edited over 250 publications and has been a pioneer in involving college debate and scholarship with programs of community impact.
You are an incredibly diverse group. You come from different cities and states. You come from urban and rural backgrounds. You come from different places and cultures. You have different religions. There are huge differences in this country which make communication more difficult.
Wade created and founded the Urban Debate League in 1995 as an extension of her continued work in the area of debate access. In addition to Wade, Atlanta school officials, debate scholars and teachers, and volunteers help to coach and staff the program.
This debate thing is a bomb. We love it out here. I've been here for 2 weeks. I've been working my behind off, and I lost 2 rounds, but I'm holding on.
Each tournament and institute ends with a banquet and award presentation. This is a time to celebrate the achievement of participating. Yet, the rewards of debate go further than the trophies that students get to show off back at their respective schools. The memories, the sharing of experiences, the skills and access to information stay with these young people forever.